Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of the results and the blessings that are going to come upon you when you walk in the way of the Lord. Remember, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Hopefully you've made your decision that you're walking in the way of the Lord. You've committed that you're going to walk after God's Word. Jesus, remember, is the way. And we've seen many of the blessings and results of being in the way of the Lord. When you're in the way of the Lord, you're going to be led to the right place, Genesis 24. God's going to prosper your way as well, and the angels will go with you. In Exodus 23, verse 20, it talks about the angels going before you. They'll go ahead of you, and they will bring you to the place prepared for you. There's a place prepared for you. God has a plan for you. He wants to prosper your way. He's got great things for you, but we've got to learn to walk in the ways of the Lord and see these angels go forth and prepare the place God has for us. We saw in Exodus 33 that when we walk in the ways of the Lord, that we might know Him and find grace in the sight of the Lord. If you want to see God's favor on your life and develop the personal, intimate fellowship with Him, knowing the Lord, it is because you, first of all, are walking in the ways of the Lord. As you walk in the ways of God, you'll find grace and you will begin to know the Lord. He will reveal Himself unto you. When you're walking in the ways of the Lord, you'll have His life. It'll be well with you and you will prolong your days. In fact, if you'll walk in the ways of the Lord and hearken to His voice, you'll be blessed coming in, blessed going out. You'll be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. The enemies that come against you one way will flee seven ways. God will bless all the work of your hands. He's going to establish you a holy people unto Himself if you will walk in the ways of the Lord. Also, we talked in Joshua 1:8, keep the word in your mouth. Keep speaking what God's word says about you and meditate on it and continue to observe to do it. And then you'll make your way prosperous and have good success. Joshua 1:8. In 1 Samuel 18:14, David was wise in all his ways, and what was the result? The Lord was with him. When you walk in the ways of God, God will be with you, prospering you, blessing you, leading you, quickening you, showing you what to do, giving you wisdom in situations in your life. If we walk in the ways of the Lord, our days will be lengthened. When we walk in the ways of the Lord, and then we seek after God, we're going to end up seeing God do a work in our life of purging and repairing and with all the abominable things being taken out. And we're going to come to the place of serving the Lord. Praise God. In 2 Chronicles 27:6, the Bible talks about how Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord. That's another tremendous result. If you're walking in God's ways, you are going to be mighty and strong in the Lord. We saw in Job 22 how when we decree a thing, decreeing, speaking God's word, it'll be established unto us. The light will shine on our ways and we'll be blessed. When we walk in God's ways, He knows you. He'll take notice of you. And praise God, He will cause you to be fruitful in everything you do. Whatsoever you do will prosper. You're going to be like that tree planted by the rivers of living water. You're not going to wither. And God's going to bring forth the fruit in its season. When you walk in the ways of the Lord, God will exalt you to inherit the land. Wait on the Lord. Wait on Him expectantly. And walk in His ways continually. God has promised to exalt you to inherit the land, which are the promises of God in your life. In Psalms 81, we saw that scripture where, oh, that my people would hearken unto my voice, and that they would keep my ways and walk in His ways. If we would hearken and walk in His ways, He said He would soon subdue their enemies and turn His hand against their adversaries. Oh, if we would just hearken unto God's word, if we just obey Him and walk in His ways, God will come on the scene to subdue our enemies, and He will be an adversary to our adversaries. When we walk in the ways of the Lord, we'll be strengthened because our heart is for His ways. We saw in Psalms 91 about how when we make the Lord our secret place, that's our place of habitation. We're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, declaring the fact that He's our refuge, our fortress, trusting in Him, declaring the fact of what God will do, that He delivers us, that He will set us free, and we make Him our habitation. Then the Bible says in verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, no plague come nigh your dwelling. He'll give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. In how many? In all thy ways. God will keep you in all your ways when you walk in obedience unto Him. Psalms 101 verse 6, the Bible says, mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. You know, when you're walking in the way of the Lord, it's evident because you are faithful. You're faithful to do what God told you to do. And you're dwelling in the things of the Lord, walking in a perfect way. And then what's going to be the result? You're going to serve Him. And God wants every one of us to serve Him. We're to serve Him acceptably. We are to be that vessel serving the Lord so that we can be rewarded according to our service, not only in this life, but also in the life to come. In Psalms 119, verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. God's blessings will come upon you if you walk undefiled before Him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 we were looking at. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy paths. Praise God. God's promised to direct your paths in life. Proverbs 3, 21. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. And then He says, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Thou shalt walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. You're not going to stumble. You're going to walk in the ways of the Lord, in your way, safely. That's when you choose God's way. That's when you put the Word of God first place. And you're going to walk in the ways of the Word of God consistently in your life. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 29, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. It produces strength in your life. You want to have the strength of God? It's when you walk in the ways of God and you're upright before Him. But destruction comes to the workers of iniquity. Proverbs 11:20, they that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are His delight. When you're walking in the ways of the Lord, He says, we are upright in our way, we are His delight. God delights in you. And boy, when God delights in you, He's going to pour out blessings upon you. Proverbs 13:6, righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way. If we'll walk, be upright in the way, our righteousness, our standing in the Lord, and all the rights and privileges being manifest will guard us and keep us in the way of the Lord. Proverbs 16:7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Do you have some enemies against you? When your ways will please the Lord, God will cause your enemies even to be at peace with you. In verse 9, a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. As you devise the way, your way from within, and then you acknowledge the Lord, He'll direct your steps, and then what's He going to do? He's going to lead you in the paths of victory. Proverbs 16:17, the Bible says, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. And this is so important because the devil is out to get to your soul. So you've got to walk in the way of uprightness, the highway of the upright. That shows that you're walking in it because you depart from evil. And when you keep your way, walking in the ways of God, you will preserve your soul. Every one of us, we've got to preserve, guard our soul from the enemy's intrusion. That's because you're going to walk uprightly before him. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17 and 18. Here he talks about the fact that I am the Lord that teaches you, the prophet, that lead you by the way that you should go. Oh, that thou heart hardened, if they'd hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Here, God leads us. He leads us in the way we should go, but we got to choose it. He'll teach us how to profit in life. And if we'll hearken to His commandments, what's going to be the result? You're going to have peace. And that word peace is more than just peace of mind. It's overall prosperity. Total prosperity in every area of your life. Your prosperity, your peace will be as a river. What's a river do? It flows. not just every once in a while trickling down. It flows continually because you hearken to His word, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants you to be blessed, and He's going to bring forth good things in your life if you'll walk in the ways of the Lord. You know, if we're walking the ways of the Lord, we'll overcome in every situation. You know, the Bible says if you watch and pray, you won't enter into the temptation. If you're walking in the ways of God, you're a person who prays, you're a person who's walking uprightly before Him, you'll be ready to deal with any temptation that might come your way. You'll be ready to speak the word. And when you speak the word, that temptation will extinguish, and the devil's plot and plan for you will not be successful in your life. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, the Bible says there is no temptation taken you or overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Here, this is talking about a temptation. The word taken really means overtaken you. Here's one where a person has yielded to it. And if it's come and overtaken you, the Bible says it's common to man. Don't sit there and think this is just such a terrible thing and nobody's had this problem. Why do I have this when nobody else does? No, all the temptations are common to man. But praise God, God is faithful. He'll not suffer you or leave you to be tempted above your able, but will the temptation make a way to escape. God makes a way to escape, to come out of that thing that the enemy's brought against you, that you may be able to bear it. The word bear it doesn't mean to carry it. The word bear means to remain in resistance to it. You're to be in resistance to it. As soon as you realize that you've given place to the enemy and you've let this temptation overtake you, then you're going to turn against this thing. And God is going to make a way of escape as you are standing firm in resistance to it. He'll show you what to do, and you will come out from it. This is the result of a person being in the way. Even if you fall into temptation, God will show you the way out and deliver you and set you free. Well, I trust that you're going to take hold of these promises, and you're going to start doing what the Word says, walking in the way of the Lord. Remember, He is the way, the truth, and the life, and His way is a narrow way that leads to life. Do the Word. Watch Him bring His blessings and prosperity in your life. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.